Well, Kator, we're just going to continue with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch continues. In Sif Tet, he says, Yishtadel Adam Litpalel Bebet HaKnesset Im HaTzibur. Person should try to pray in the Tzibur, in the Bet HaKnesset. V'imenunu She'enu Yachol Lavo Lebet HaKnesset. What happens if a person is force majeure and they can't come to the synagogue? So he says, Yechaven Litpalel B'Shah She'atzibur Mitpalin. So minimum they should at least try to do that they're going to pray at the same time. Which means here we're going to actually learn something very interesting. Right? Shulchan Aruch does say right afterwards, and this is all based on the Gemara that we just learned in the Daf Yomi, that he says, V'chenim ne'enes v'lo yipalel b'shash yipalelu atzibur v'yipalel yachid, av b'shchen yipalel b'bet knesset. Which means a person, if he has a choice, he always has to pray in the synagogue. The synagogue has a certain kiddusha, that kiddusha in itself is already important enough that your tefillot will be answers. They basically upon a pasuk that what it says lishmol anina vila tefillah, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to the tefillah bimkom rina. Where do they come and they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In the Bet Knesset. So therefore, even if a person has to pray by himself and there's no minyan whatsoever, right? It's still better to pray in a synagogue than to pray in your house by yourself. However, though, he says, what happens if you cannot come to the synagogue? You're first majeure that there's an onus that does not allow you, does not permit you to come to the synagogue. Sometimes a person could be very, very sick. They can't even get out of bed. But then what happens? Even and then, they should still pray at the same time that the tzibur are praying. Because still at that time that the tzibur are praying is also going to be an etratzon. And therefore, since it's going to be an etratzon, it's very, very important to pay attention to that in order to take advantage of that time, that at least, that even though you don't have this added benefit or this benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our tefillah because we're in the synagogue, at least it is at the same time as the same time that the tzibur are praying, so you have at least some benefit. There's something still there. Now, the Gemara actually brought down in Masechet Berachot, right, and this, if you remember, we mentioned, this is probably one of the best things that people should know, because if you just tell them that it's nice to come to the synagogue, they don't listen, right? But if you tell them, listen, by the way, you should know, I've got the best segula for arichut yamin, right? I've got the best segula to have long life. So nowadays, people will spend fortunes for long lives. They'll come, they'll have all these types of vitamins, they'll start paying fortunes of money, they want to be healthy, they want, if a person wants long life, what are they supposed to do? Says the Gemara, Kol ha-mashkim mariv lebet ha-knesset marich yamim. He says the Gemara Masechet Brachot of Chet Amud Aleph, what we just learned in Daf Yomi, says anybody that's going to come early to the synagogue, to the Bet HaKnesset, and he's going to leave the synagogue late, they will have long life. Says Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, Ashrei Adam Shomea Li Lishkod Adatutai Yom Yom Lishvom Zob Tchai, and immediately afterwards it was written, Ki Motzi Metzachayim, which means that if a person's going to come, and he's going to come to the Bet HaKnesset, he will have long life. I personally have met actually a lot of people that they were actually the Ashkenazim, which they weren't even that religious. But I always found it very interesting that they were always at Minyan. No matter what, they were always in the Bet HaKnesset. And it's true, they did have this long life, but they realized what the importance of what prayer was, because it doesn't make sense to come and to pray in a place where they're not going to listen to your tefillot. You might as well, if you're already praying, you might as well pray in a place where they're going to listen to your tefillot, and that's going to be in the Bet HaKnesset. V'chol ha'olech boker v'elel v'bet HaKnesset ba'olam hazeh, zoche la'asot kem v'bet HaMikdash v'latil lavo. If you come to the Bet HaKnesset in this world, right, in the Bet HaMikdash in this world, you'll be zoche la'atil lavo also to go in the Bet HaMikdash as well, right? So he says, Shneimar, ha'shei yishuv v'techa odi al luchasela. So therefore, it's very, very important. Now, this is all in the positive side. Because if you remember, we did mention in the Gemara as well, right, and it's also brought down, that if somebody has a Bet HaKnesset in their house, and they're not going, meaning they're in their city, in their neighborhood, and they don't go to the Bet HaKnesset, so then they are considered a Shachin Ra, a bad neighbor. And it actually causes them and their children exile. So therefore, we have the positive note, and then we have the negative note. The positive note is actually very, very beautiful. It's going to ascertain us that we're going to have arichut yamim, long life. It's going to ascertain us that we will have our tefillot answered. It's going to ascertain us that we are going to have also the Bezerat Hashem will be able to do it in the Bet HaMikdash. However, on the negative note, because some people, right, they like the positive, and some people just say, you know what? Okay, fine, very nice. I don't want all this. But then you have to also tell them the things which are going to actually awaken them, and try to tell them, one second, open up your eyes and see what you're doing. And the negative one is that the person is called Shachen Ra, you're a bad neighbor. A bad neighbor is a very, very strong characteristic or a strong nickname to put upon a person, but that is a person that has the Bet Knesset and he doesn't come to the Bet Knesset. Then it says not only that, it's going to cause exile for them and their children. The reason why was if they're going to come and they're not going to partake in the Bet Knesset, that they're there, they are as if to say they will have to be exiled from one place to another place in order that they could actually go to the synagogue. Because it's midah keneged midah, it's measure for measure. So it's very, very important that a person pays attention the importance of what it is tefillah betzibur, of praying in a Bet Knesset, because that in essence is actually so important that we want our tefillah to be answered. We want that we should have whether it's going to be refuah shelema for all those that need it, we want parnasah, we want all these things. So we have to be very, very cautious in understanding that the key to having our tefillot answered is number one, the tefillot have to be said in the Bet Knesset.